Hey, what's up, guys? This is Marcos, and I have not recorded a podcast episode in a long time. I stopped doing it. I don't remember why. Something happened. I can't really tell you why. Anyways, I'm back at it because I realized that I want to start producing a podcast, or maybe not so much a podcast, but a video podcast for my YouTube channel. I want to start interviewing people in the video production field. And one of the things I have to do is get back on track with talking to microphones and interviewing people and not using ums and ahs that much. When I create a YouTube video, or let's say a podcast like this, I have to be very conscious of all those filler words. Also, I become better at speaking what's on top of my mind and just flowing with whatever I'm thinking at the moment. Like, I'm using Logic Pro X right now as an example, and I'm looking at the waveform going as I'm speaking, and I realize, hey, that's distracting, so I should look another way. And I want to stop doing that, ums and ahs. Anyway, so I'm just going to talk about the things I've been working on, what's been up with me, and where I want to go, because that's important to keep your eyes on the end goal. Maybe not the end goal, but the long-term goal that I want to accomplish. So first of all, I've been working more on doing client videos, client shoots, and luckily I've been referred to by my friend Steven. He's giving me contacts, and I booked some, you know, good paying jobs through him. And mainly I think it's my ability to close, or I wouldn't say that that's necessarily the case. I'm not closing every deal. It's just that I've been learning on how to price myself accordingly. And some of these jobs, I've charged quite a little bit of money for a couple hours of shooting. And I realized that part of me feels like I'm being greedy when I charge a lot of money. On the other hand, when I undercharge, I feel regret and I feel resentful towards the client, because all of this stuff, even video production, even if it's a small shoot, takes a lot of hours from me, from editing and all that stuff. And if I'm not charging a good rate, then at the end, I don't have a business. I'm just a freelancer, and I don't want to be a freelancer. I want to think of myself as a business. That's how I stay. Well, I keep the doors open. If I am just thinking of my immediate cost, then I'm not thinking about growing a sustainable business. And I'm also thankful for learning from Grant Cardone, because he's all about handling objections and being comfortable. Yeah, I would say that's the word, comfortable with charging a high rate, right? Because, you know, in the past, whenever I gave the price I wanted, then I would draw back, you know? I would say, okay, I'm charging $1,200 for this little shoot, video shoot. And then it's like, but I can do less. You know, if the client went silent, I would just withdraw my number, and I would, what is that word? I would shoot myself in the foot, I guess. You know, instead of being comfortable with the number and keeping silent, I would just talk over them instead of letting them talk, see what they say. And so that's something I learned from Grant Cardone. I'm actually attending his business boot camp coming up in like 2 weeks from now. So I hope to learn a lot from that. Also, what I learned from him is that my biggest mistake or obstacle right now is that I don't have enough leads coming through the door. I don't know how to get new clients. I don't know how to get my name out there. Maybe I do know. It's just I'm not doing the things that I should be doing. Like, I don't know, I could do Google advertisements, Facebook ads, stuff like that to get my name out there. Maybe I should advertise in local magazines, like even the Mexican ones, even if the clients are not that great. But that's something I don't want to do. I want to get higher end paying gigs. But anyways, that should be, you know, on my mind if I want to get jobs. Maybe I have to start at a lower rate, right? It's just to get referrals through the door. So that's what I've been working on, getting more clients, getting more referrals. and it feels like it's going very slow. Also, you know, I've been hired by a couple guys to shoot to be a second shooter for weddings, and that's been going great because I'm getting paid a very good rate for that. Yeah, and so the next thing is just to remain consistent with YouTube, because I see this as a long-term strategy, and the results, you know, often for anything worthwhile, they don't come fast enough, right? We want results fast, and that doesn't happen for most good things. And for me, YouTube and becoming a full-time video producer is also not the exception. Those two things take a long time to build. So yeah, this week, you know, I'm going to continue at it with my YouTube, contacting businesses or people that might be able to refer me to other jobs. So also I'm continuing this podcast because I reached to, this other podcast called, I think it's Videography Academy or something like that. Videography. I forgot the exact name. Anyways, I reached out to them and I told them I want to produce a sit-down interview that I'm going to record with three cameras, and they can take the audio and post it on their podcast show. So that would be cool. So anyways, I'm going to stop saying anyways. And that does it for today. I just wanted to give you a quick update. Please let me know if you want to know about anything, any questions. I'll be happy to answer them. All right. See you guys in the next one.